Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Hope Church Live. It's kind of different type of circumstances today. We did have several of our essential people, some of our worship team and some of our tech team were sick today. And so we have said all along that if you're sick, we ask you not to come to church. That kind of created an issue for us this morning, and we want to honor what we've said in the past. So we're coming live, but not in person this morning. But we wanted to come and give a message of hope this morning, and super excited. I hope you had a Merry Christmas. I hope you're still enjoying your Christmas festivities, and it's Sunday morning, and you're probably still in your pajamas. And I hope you're enjoying this Christmas season. We have all of our Advent candles lit and the expectation that Jesus has come and will come again. So we hope that you had a Merry Christmas. And we just want to get right into a message this morning. And I want to, before we really get started, I want to, if you could grab, take this opportunity to grab a pen and paper. Because at the end, I want you to write some stuff down or watch this later and write it down or whatever you want to do. But I want us to remember some things as we get towards the end of this message. So without any further ado, I want to thank Robert, Casey, and Wesley, my son up here helping out today to make this all happen and set up the set and all that. So thank you guys. I appreciate you guys. So here we go. I want to talk about hope this morning. And what kind of hope do we have? At the beginning, I was thinking earlier this morning, when I was praying this morning, about when all this pandemic happened and we had to shut down the church back in the spring. And I remember the word the Lord gave to Julie and I is that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And if we've all needed that reminder, it's been this year, that Jesus has been the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so I want to talk this morning about a sure hope for 2021. How do we know that we can have a hope for a good future in this next year that's coming? So in order to get us all started, to define hope, hope is simply this. It's an expectation or a fulfillment of something desired or promised. It's an expectation of the fulfillment of something desired or promised. The word, the Hebrew word for hope is kavah. So why don't you just say that right where you're at. Kavah. Kavah. Let me read this scripture in Psalms 25, verse 2 through 3. It says, I trust in you. Do not let me be put to shame, nor let my enemies triumph over me. No one who hopes in you will ever be put to shame. Did you hear that? No one who puts their hope in you will ever be put to shame. So even in Isaiah 40, it talks about that those who hope in the Lord will find their strength. They will soar on wings as eagles. They will run and not grow weary, right? So hope has to do with this word kavah. In the Bible, it has to do with tension. If you had a rope, right? If you take that rope or a rubber band and you pull that rope to its full tension, right? If you take it and pull it until you know it's just about to snap, you know it's about to break. That expectation of that rope or that rubber band snapping is hope. The expectation and the waiting for that thing to snap is hope. So first, we want to talk about that the idea in your expectation, in your hope. The first thing that we know that when you have to hope for something, the idea is that you don't possess it yet. That you're waiting until you possess it. But hoping that you will. It's like that, like I said, that rubber band taking and spread, that waiting for that breaking point. You're expecting it to break at any second, right? That's the hope. So what your true hope, is that expectation that something is going to give. So after this 2020, after this season, we're hoping for a better 2021. Amen. But as we hope for 2021, I want to make sure that our hope is secure. So the title of this message is A Sure Hope for 2021. You know, you can have a fragile hope for 2021. And we don't want to have a fragile hope. We want to have a sure hope. So two questions that I want to answer this morning is what I ask you this morning and ask myself this morning is, where is your hope? And is your hope a Bible hope or is it just optimism? So being optimistic is good, right? We should be optimistic, but it's not Bible hope, right? Optimism is simply this. It's looking at a situation and seeing all the pieces, right? You look out at the possibilities and you see all the pieces and you think, I can figure how all of these things can work out, right? I can see how this, if this happens and this happens and this happens, then it'll all work out together, right? Well, that's optimism. That's not necessarily hope. And those things, so if all those things and all those pieces don't fit together properly, then you don't have what you hoped for, right? You don't have what you've been optimistic for, right? Like, for example, we somehow hope that as this calendar year flips over to 2021 and we take that old calendar, if you have an old calendar anymore, and you ramble it up and throw it away, right? That if we throw away the old calendar, if we turn the page or click the next calendar year, that things are going to just be better. That's a fragile hope. Even the idea that these vaccines are coming, that's a fragile hope. A trust in an election, as we know, it's a fragile hope. It's a fragile hope. So anything based on non-eternal things is a fragile hope. And these things are dangerous to put all of our hope into. We need a hope that's built on something better than just optimism, that we can be optimistic about something. So we need to have a hope that's not just built on circumstances, but it's built on a person. And that person is Jesus. I want to read you a very familiar scripture and go with me here as we dive into this scripture in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 10. As I've been praying about this scripture, I feel like the Lord's given me some insight. So in Philippians chapter 4, verse 10, Paul is actually talking about gifts that these Philippians have given them and are going to give them and all that. They've been supportive of Paul. But it says in verse 10, it says, I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need. Listen to this. For I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need. I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in every situation, whether it's being well fed or hungry, whether it's living in plenty or in want. Then he says this famous scripture that we put on, that Hobby Lobby puts on signs and we put on our bumper stickers and all those kind of things. He says this, I can do all things through him who gives me strength. Now, if we take this, this is a great promise, and we can do all things through Christ who gives us strength. But Paul learned that contentment was not found in putting his trust in provision. Even provision is a fragile hope. Paul's saying, look, he goes, I've had plenty. I've been in need. And if anybody could say that, it was Paul. There were times where Paul was flourishing. There were times where Paul was being beaten and chased and all those kind of things and had nothing. But Paul says, in all these things, I have learned to be content in every situation. I can do all things through him who gives me strength. What is Paul saying? He goes, I am not looking to my provision or circumstances or things to find my contentment. I'm not looking for all these other things to find my hope in, because those things are fragile hope. He realized that his hope was in Christ. His hope was in Jesus, that he can do all things through him. Not through the provision, not through the optimism of looking, trying to put all these pieces together and fit them all together. He was saying, no, my hope is in Jesus. My contentment is in Jesus. First Peter, they call it that we need to put our hope in a living hope. A living hope. So how do we put our hope in Jesus? It's by faith, right? It's always by faith. Romans chapter 15 and verse 13, it says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by what? By the power of the Holy Spirit. As you trust in him, as you put your hope in him, say, you know what? I know there's things that look like they're going to work out for us. Maybe 2021 has some good ideas and there's some possibilities. But let me tell you, there is nothing that's happened this year that we ever expected. This has been one year of, I can't believe this is happening, after another event that I can't believe this is happening, even to the event in Nashville that happened on Christmas. I can't believe this. Like, it's all, but see, there is, if I've learned one thing in all my years of my 51 years of living, is nothing really happens the way you think it's going to happen. It doesn't really pan out the way you think. You planned it this way. It looked like it was going to happen. It just didn't pan out exactly. But my hope, what I've realized, is that God has had me every step of the way. And every time things have gone, quote unquote, bad, and things that haven't looked good and promising, God has always been there. And here we are at the end of 2020. When we thought at the beginning of the year, I remember thinking when we first had to shut down the church and we had to first services like this, I remember thinking, well, you know what, by Easter, we'll be able to have church in service. Churches, y'all remember when we talked about that, right? Some of you staff members. Like, we remember when we thought, hey, we're going to, and that just didn't pan out like we thought it would. And then we surely didn't think that in the spring of last year, we would think we'd still be in the middle of this, where we're at in this, and COVID stuff and everything else. We didn't think that we would be here. And then the election and all the stuff, right? So things don't pan out. And if we put our trust in things that are fragile, then we'll lose hope. But our hope is built on Jesus, on his faithfulness. Listen to this. It's important scripture. Psalms 33, verse 17 says this: a horse is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear him, those who hope in his unfailing love, to deliver them from death, to keep them alive in famine. We wait in hope for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. In him our hearts rejoice, for we trust in his holy name. May your unfailing love be with us, Lord, even as we put our hope in you. It's such a powerful scripture that he says, even like the war horse, right, from back in this time, is a vain hope for deliverance. Despite all of its great strength, despite all of the things that we can try to figure out, despite all of your great and my great wisdom to try to figure out all this stuff, it can't save. There's only one who can deliver. There's only one who can give us confidence and give us contentment as we face some of the things that we face. A horse is a vain hope, but we trust in God's unfailing love. You know what? God in the Old Testament and even in the New Testament is carried on, that there are different feasts that God tells the people of Israel. And all of those feasts have to do with remembering, right? So they remember and they throw a feast so that they would remember. And this is carried on through through communion, right? The Lord's Supper, that we remember. You know why? Because we're so forgetful. We're so forgetful that we do forget what God has done for us in the past. See, but God wants us to remember those things that we've done so that it brings us, so we remember where our hope comes from. So here's what I want you to do. If you have your pen and paper, if you're just got a good memory, I want you to search your heart for a moment. I want you to look back on this year and think about what God has done this year for you. What has God done for you? It hasn't all been bad. Has God given you peace in moments of turmoil? Did things go just like we planned? No, of course not. But did God give you peace at some times? Was there a provision that God just provided for you in just that time where you needed it? What has He done? See, if we forget, He says that we trust is in His unfailing love. Maybe not just this year, maybe just in your life. What has God done for you? Remember. Remember. Revelation says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony, the testimony of the goodness of God. What has God done? Remember. Let's think about it. I know for me, it's just been God's grace all year long to do our best to lead a congregation through times that nobody expected. And God has helped me every step of the way through God's help. And you guys are just amazing congregation. God has brought us all the way to here. And we're still a super strong church, doing good, growing in amazing times. God's been faithful to our church, to the people of our church, to you. So do you think God's going to stop? Do you think God's going to quit? Do you think that our hope, that we can build our hope for 2021 on a sure hope? I know there's some promising things out there. I know that there are some good things. I know there's some kind of scary things as well. And I know that we can put our hope in these fragile things. But I want to encourage you that build your hope on Jesus. Build your hope in the faithfulness of God, that what God did in the past, He will surely do again for you. You can trust Him. It may not look like what you think it's going to look like. It may not pan out exactly the way you think it's going to pan out, or you wish, or your optimism would lend you to believe. But let me tell you, God is for you. And Scripture says, if God be for me, who can be against me? And so I know that the same God who's helped us out and done amazing things in the past, that God is going to continue to do amazing things in your life and in my life for 2021. Yeah, I'm believing God for a great 2021. I'm believing God for a bounce back year. But my hope is not built on situational things. It's built on the goodness of God. And that's where we need to build our hope on, the goodness of God. I would challenge you also to take a moment today. If you didn't do it right now, take a moment today and write some of these things down. That this is what God did. Is this specifically what God did for me? And I would challenge you to take that Psalms 33 scripture, 17 through 22, and look at it and read it. Read it over and over and remind yourself that a horse is a vain hope for deliverance, despite all of its great strength, it cannot save. But the eyes of the Lord are on those who fear Him and those who hope in His unfailing love. That's His promise for us today. And man, my hope is that you have an amazing 2021. And I'm excited for what this next year is going to bring. It's totally unsure, but we serve a sure God, and through Him we can have a sure hope. So I just want to thank you guys for joining us. Just for the announcement, Converge, we are canceling as well Converge for tonight. So we want to give time for everybody just to get better. Amen. And so just be on the lookout for emails this week and notices this week as far as next week. And I'm making no announcements for next week. So just be sure that you kind of watch our Facebook page. If you're not a member on our Facebook members page, there's a lot of information that we put out there. So you can go there as well. So God bless you. Enjoy the rest of your day and have a great continual holiday season, and happy new year. Amen. God bless you. Thanks for watching.